Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Biz Radio. My name is Luca, and today we are going to talk about The Green Mile with Samara and Machi. It is a movie created by Frank Darabont and based on a novel written by the well-known Stephen King. Now, Machi is going to summarize the movie for those who haven't watched it or to refresh your memories.
In the movie, Paul Edgecombe, who is played by Tom Hanks, is a resident of retirement home who is tormented by his souvenirs. He tells his friend and co-worker about his past in 1935, when he was chief guard of the penitentiary of Cold Mountain. His job was to monitor the smooth running of the executions and soften the deaths of the inmates. Among them, there was an inmate called John Coffey, played by Michael Clark Duncan, a black man with a colossal physique, accused for the rape and the murder of two young girls as he is found next to their dead body. But that's not the case. In fact, he is a kind person because he tried to save them, unfortunately failing in his attempt. Edgecombe will become close to him as he is revealed to be a razor shy and kind, and he will build a relationship with him.
So, in my opinion, The Green Mile stands as a cinematic masterpiece. What sets this film apart is its exploration of complex themes, including justice, empathy, the supernatural, and also death penalty. Small reminder, the death penalty was abolished in France in 1981, but it is still sentenced in many countries, like the United States, for example. The well-developed characters bring life to the story, and the relationships that form within the prison walls are emotional. Like, the link between the guard and the death row inmate adds a human touch to the narrative, making the audience reflect on the broader implications of compassion and understanding in the face of adversity. I enjoyed watching this movie, even though it was really long, I think over 3 hours. At first, I planned to read the book first, but I was taken aback as we had to watch it, so my plans were shattered. Unfortunately, we won't debate on the death penalty, as it is a controversial subject. So what do you think about the movie, Machi?
I also believe that it is a great novel and a great movie because it talks very important topics like the death penalty. It exposes the failures of the judicial system because in the end John Coffey is executed and we discovered that he was innocent from the beginning. He was simply in the wrong place at the wrong moment. The movie also highlights the fact that at this time US society was very racist. John Coffey is black and defended by a racist lawyer, so was likely poorly defended. In my opinion, this story for the era was ahead of its time because it talks about sensitive subjects. And you, Luca, did you have a great time watching it?
I agree with you. I think that this film is both sad and moving at the same time. It brings to the forefront the different problems of society at the time, which are discrimination and racism, but also raises the question of the death penalty, which still remains current affairs in American society. These topics remain relevant, and I believe that it's thanks to this type of movie or novel that society can evolve. Stephen King denounces some societal problems to make people question themselves. To be honest, this film deserved an Oscar as it remains legendary and it is still watched nowadays. That's it for The Green Mile. Thank you for listening. See you times on Biz Radio.